take the bye weekend and watch some football and heal up, rest up. Told our guys, get back here ready to go to work and be smart about the choices you're making while you're gone. And that's what we expect. I think our guys will handle themselves well. And so anyway, questions?
With the next game being in the altitude, Mexico City, is there things you have to do early on in terms of preparation with it, or is it just when you get that, how do you approach that?
Kind of a combination, you know. We know we have to travel well, have to play well, regardless of the circumstances. We, you know, we understand what some of the issues, you know, are there potentially, and that's been addressed. So, we'll put our plan together and go down and compete. But I know it's going to be a great atmosphere. You know, it's sold out like quickly, and people are going to be really excited to put on a good show down there, and it should be a heck of a game. I think there are a lot of benefits for the league in that way. I think for us, I prefer that not be our home game. You know, travel a couple time zones, be hours away from our own place. But again, I don't worry too much about all that. What it is, we just understand what it is, prepare ourselves for it, and go down there and have fun competing. You know, that's how we do it. I'm a fan of the red zone. Yeah, I like the red zone. It keeps you right in the middle of the action. So I typically like to have a game on and the red zone on. And so, I'm pretty good at watching, but most of the time we're playing. So don't get to enjoy it like I will this weekend.
Based on what you saw this week, do you feel pretty good about Sean Smith and McGee being back next week, ready to practice?
Well, Jerry, that's a really good way of putting it, but you know I don't speak much on injuries. It was a good attempt. But, you know, the guys that can worked. We backed down a few guys of our own choosing. And it's about developing. You know, we've really worked hard to develop the roster that we have. We've got a bunch of young guys that are contributing, and we're continuing that theme. You know, we're going to develop as we go through the year and expect to be better as a team.
You guys, as coaches, do a lot of self-scouting.
Yeah.
How valuable is that in terms of?
I think the self-scouting is so valuable that we don't wait for the bye week. Yeah, we do a lot of self-scouting throughout the year, and we don't really, you know, pause and then evaluate ourselves and do a self-scouting analysis then. We do it weekly. We do it, you know, to see what we've done over the last several games and how our opponents are going to look at us and see us. And we want to correct mistakes right away and move on. So, you know, when you make mistakes, when you put things on film you struggle with, they're going to come and try it and check you out and see if you fix them. So that's part of what we do, you know. But we don't wait. We don't wait for the bye week to do that.
You have, like, up to five now undrafted free agents on the draft. They're on this 53-man. And a number of other guys on the roster that were not drafted. Do you find that players that weren't drafted sometimes have a sense of purpose about what they do?
A little grit. They have a little grit, a little chip on their shoulder, and we look for that. We look for those qualities. So once guys get here, we don't care how they got here. We're going to let them compete and immerse them in our system and look to develop them and look for the things they can do and try to do everything we can to put our guys in position to do the things they do well and avoid, you know, as much as we can, exposure to things they don't handle well. And that's our job as coaches. But yeah, we've got a number of guys, undrafted, that are contributing in a big way. And part of that, give the credit for the kid being really gritty and tough and finding a way. And then as a staff, we're going to look to develop.
Has anything surprised you the first half of the year in terms of players? Maybe you didn't think that where they are now or anything you look back on and kind of didn't see coming?
That's a good question, Vic. I think, you know, As you go through the season, you go into camp, there are a lot of surprises that jump out. You know, the number of undrafteds that made our team jumps out. But for us, it's like, you know, it's been a process. You know, it's not like all of a sudden we look up and we're shocked by it, because we've been working with these guys and developing these guys, and they've been given great energy and effort every day. And, you know, a guy like Jalen, you know, to step up and play as big as he has, makes our team – which just to be here was a shock. because he, you know, it was a tryout. That's how he got invited to camp. Then he comes into camp and he tears it up. We get into the opening game. He makes huge plays in that opening game to help us win. And he hasn't looked back. He's been, you know, he was productive the other night in the big game against Denver. So, you know, those are great stories. You can look back and say, yeah, you're surprised because nobody predicted that. But at the end of the day, you know, what we're looking to create here, that competitive atmosphere where guys know, when we call after the draft's over and say, hey, you have a shot here and we're going to let you compete here and we aren't afraid to keep undrafted guys, that's a reality, that's a legitimate message. And we prove it by the way we approach things.
I'm sure lots of teams probably say that, but right. We have five guys that do it in future drafts. I mm-hmm.
It should. It should. Because we're a team that legitimately, when you get here, express yourself, be a great teammate, bust your butt, compete every day, and if you earn your way, we're gonna let you play.
Okay. Right. Lions, obviously one of the keys to your team. What has Rodney been doing? What has Rodney Hudson?
Rodney's been great. You know, he's super bright. You know, so he in handling the protections and making the calls, he's really on point. You know, obviously he and Derek work very closely with that. So I think it starts there with his brains, but he's really athletic. You know, he's got power, but he's got the ability to pull and do some of the down and around stuff that we like to do, and he's a really good athlete. So, yeah, he's a big, big piece of our success.
What do you think that Curry Riley has added to that middle linebacker spot now that he's been in there for a couple of games this season? What he does?
You know, when Perry got here, you know, he just instantly brought – a little bit of toughness, a little bit of that grit I was talking about. And he's really done a great job fitting in. I think maybe having Bruce here, you know, where he's got familiarity with somebody on the team, but just really the way he's attacked it, you know, it's been what a veteran linebacker should do. He's come in, he's been tough, he's been, you know, on point in his preparation and played good football for us.
Anything new with Mario you want to share?
No, there's nothing more to add on that, so. Yeah, it's kind of a wait and see.